Item number 8, consideration of an ordinance to amend Chapter 16 of the Municipal Code of Macomb, Illinois, pertaining to the failure to disperse. This will be second reading.
As was just stated, again, this ordinance would be amending Chapter 16 of the Municipal Code of Macomb, Illinois. It would be by the creation of Section 16-16.2, the failure to disperse. It would create the failure to disperse offense by definition, as well as provide for the fine-only penalty of not less than $300 nor more than $750 for each offense, and would again be for the offense of failure to disperse, being at such time an officer has probable cause to believe a person or persons are creating a disturbance of the peace and quiet of any person or neighborhood. Such police officer may order said person or persons not residing on premises to disperse for the purpose of abating the said disturbance, and the person refuses to comply with the lawful order as given by the police officer in the performance of their duties.
Thank you. I understand a second reading. Motion is in order.
Move to authorize.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Moon.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Gilbert.
Aye.
Dorsett.
Aye.
Lobdell.
Aye.
Hinderleiter.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you. Item number 9, consideration of an ordinance to amend Chapter 16 of the Municipal Code of Macomb, Illinois, pertaining to nuisance parties. This will be second reading.
Again, as was just stated, this ordinance is amending Chapter 16 of the Macomb Municipal Code. It is for the creation of nuisance parties. It will be under Section 16-16.1. As enumerated within the ordinance as proposed, a nuisance party would be or could be declared based on one of 13 criteria or evidence of said occurring, being again 1 through 13, from assault, 2 battery, 3 disorderly conduct, 4 hindering performance of a city officer or employee, 5 indecent exposure, 6 loud and ruckus noise, 7 public urination or defecation, 8 reckless conduct, 9 unlawful destruction of or damage to property, 10 being the unlawful possession or use of fireworks, 11 unlawful sale, furnishing, manufacture, use, or possession of cannabis, a controlled substance, or drug paraphernalia, 12 unlawful sale, furnishing, possession, or consumption of alcoholic liquor, and 13 the unlawful throwing of stones or other missiles. Again, a nuisance party would be a social gathering or party which can be deemed a nuisance party for one of any of those 13 criteria being present or being viewed by police officers, and it would create the fine-only penalty for a nuisance party being a $300 fine at minimum with a maximum of $750 for each offense. It would as well create the provision that the nuisance party itself is prohibited. Having said nuisance party is a violation of this ordinance, as well as the provision that the order to cease and disperse is to be abided, and if not, the person knowingly, willfully failing to obey would as well be in violation of this ordinance.
Move to authorize.
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize. Any discussion? Sir, please come ahead, and we'll take you one at a time. I need your complete name and address, please.
I am Grant David Roon. I live at 923 North Randolph Street here in Macomb. My biggest concern with this is an invasion of privacy among people who are having gatherings within their own house, and as well as it's stifling the social environment of the university, which, as I don't know if any the council knows, is a huge selling point to this university. And without the number of students brought here by the university, the economy of this town would surely suffer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roon. Sir, did you want to... Okay, if you would, for the record, your name and address, please.
Joshua Davis. I'm at 135 and a half North Randolph. My main concern was the loud noise. I do understand the selling of alcohol and defecating on public property. That shouldn't be allowed, but I have music in my home all the time. I have a band that practices numerous nights of the week. reading in the paper, it stated that the cops wouldn't have to have a sound complaint in order to come in and fine us. I feel like that's a little bit unfair, especially if we don't get complaints from the neighbors throughout the week or weekend. So I'm wondering if that could be changed in the proposed amendment to the law in any way possible. So,
all right.
I'd just like to speak on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any of the council have any comments? Alderman Hinderlanger.
I don't know what experience you've had in the past, but if a police officer goes to in this town, whichever one it is, the three or four are on duty at night, if they go to a house, there's been a complaint made. Right? Somebody's picked up the phone and said, and I've been there, 1:30 in the morning, I got a party problem. Right? And when you have a wife who has cancer, it's more of a problem. And when you have grandchildren, it's more of a problem. All right? I like music too. All right? And up till about 11 o'clock, I don't have a problem. But beyond that, I'm talking. All right? But beyond that, when you rattle my windows, and I didn't call the police officers for 10 years. I got up, my PJs, went and knocked on the door. Until 3 years ago, I personally attacked 25 drunks in my pajamas. And I got arrested for disorderly conduct. And I should have, because I went across there four times. Okay? And from that point on, I quit going. I start calling. All right? I love music. I love all kinds of music. But at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to get sleep, because I'm getting up at 6, I got a problem with that.
Thank you. Alderman Lobdell.
Ms. Petrie, could you remind us again how many communities is this ordinance based on, and are they not university communities?
That is exactly true. This particular ordinance was not modified very much from its original form. In fact, I guess I'm somewhat embarrassed to say it really wasn't modified at all from the form that was taken from not only Champaign, Normal, Urbana, as well as Carbondale. They've all utilized the nuisance party, or at least two of them have this exact ordinance. And the mass gathering also is taken from the same towns, who also have a rather large college population.
And I would just speculate those college populations haven't seen a significant hit in enrollment. So we encourage the social gathering. We don't want to take that away. We're looking for a little bit of respect, especially after 10 o'clock at night. And you can have a good time with 150. I don't know 3,000 people that I'm really close with, and I wouldn't want to be responsible for them. And that's what this really comes down to. You're responsible for those of us who are at your property. Whether you rent the property or own the property, you are the legal, responsible party for that property and everything that happens on it. So,
thank you. Alderman Hansen.
Thank you, Your Honor. For those of you that would say that you had a concern with the invasion of privacy, this does not change any of your constitutional rights. This does not invade them in any way. And I would remind you that usually on evening shift, we'd have 3 to 4 officers. I've been out riding with them numerous times. And what they're doing is responding to one call after another, after another. They're not going around. And I couldn't see how they could drive around and sit there and listen to music. I was concerned, too, initially about it, the noise portion of the ordinance being either too broad, but it really is an extra tool. And Ms. Petrie brought up a good point to me that, citizen complaint-driven problems. If you're, a single person in an apartment and you continually have somebody, playing loud music, a lot of people are afraid to make that because their name appears on the police report. It can be FOIA'd, and that could be a possible basis for retaliation. And I really understand that. This just gives an officer the tools to come in where a problem is developing and say, hey, let's either keep it down or we're going to shut it down and keep an eye on it. You know, initially I was concerned, but after talking to police officers, our city attorney and other aldermen, I really don't have a problem with this at all. I think it's a good tool for our police officers. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Dorsett.
I understand that over the years we have had something of a reputation as an, I believe the young man said, entertainment or social type of school. I would be almost willing to take a chance on having less of a reputation as a place to come for entertainment and more of a place to come for an education. I'll take a chance on that.
Thank you. And Alderman Hinderleiter.
One last comment. Wherever students come from, I would ask you one question. If your party was going to happen across the street from your folks' house, what would your folks do? Probably not much different than what we're trying to do.
Yes, sir. I can't really speak on behalf of any other residents here and their parties.
But hey.
Could you come up, please?
We need to step up.
I can't speak on behalf of any other residents in the area. I just know about my place personally. I know I've spoken to the neighbors surrounding the area. I know when I have band practice during the week, it is over by 10:15 at the latest. I'm just really concerned about the cops that sit outside and or give us sound complaints before we get a call or a warning or anything like that. I feel like that's what the ordinance is like giving out to people. Like, it's giving officers the right to hear sound and give a ticket or some sort of citation for it. I just want to make sure that's not happening.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Have you got a ticket?
We haven't received a ticket. I just witnessed cops sitting outside waiting on a phone call. We had music playing outside of our house. We were practicing with our band. And we noticed outside the window the cops just waiting there, waiting for some sort of phone call. My roommate asked them why they were sitting out there. They said there was music. They heard music. They're just waiting for something. There was no real answer. All I know is that my band, when we practice, we're done by 10 o'clock because we do respect our neighbors and we know that everyone has to get up for work. On the weekends, if we even have a social gathering of any sort, they're over by that 12, 1 o'clock hour, and they don't shake windows.
I don't think you have a problem.
I'm just
wondering. I'd be surprised if you do, and if you do.
But we have gotten many of tickets like last year. This is just what I've noticed this semester, that cops have been sitting outside waiting and they hear music and they come and they drive past our door constantly. Last semester, the years prior, I know plenty of people have gotten tickets for, I would say, unreasonable circumstances. I don't know. I'm a new resident there, but this is something that concerns me as being a new resident there with a band who plays music that may be a little bit louder, but with the permission of our neighbors.
Sir, what's your address again, 135?
135 and a half North Randolph.
North Randolph.
Yes.
Okay. Randolph is a major street here in town, mm-hmm. and I'm going to suggest that it's well-traveled by not only the police, but several other folks. They just happen to drive cars that stick out.
I know.
If you would, please. Thank
yes.
you. I'm confident in our police officer's ability to use their discretion, and it says that under the act, it said you may be subject to a citation. It does not say that you shall be subject to a citation. And I think I understand your concerns, but I guess I would be happy to talk to the chief and see about any concerns you have. If in fact they're materialized, you say you've gotten tickets in the past, is that correct?
Many of tickets have come to the residents because it's usually music related.
Okay.
Tickets.
And those would have been complaint driven. Right.
Possibly.
Okay. Possibly. The police, I wouldn't hate to speculate, but if there's a history of a certain kind of conduct somewhere, maybe that's what's drawing the attention. I'm not sure, though. Okay?
I understand.
Right, thank you. Any other discussion on the council? Alderman Dorsett.
I would make a motion to call the question.
Thank you.
Second.
Moved and second to call the question. Roll call, please.
Hanson.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Gilbert.
Aye.
Dorsett.
Aye.
Lobdell.
Aye.
Hinderleiter.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Moon.
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Item number 10 Consideration of an ordinance to amend Chapter 4 of the Municipal Code of Macomb, Illinois, pertaining to mass gatherings. This will be second reading.
This ordinance, as was just read through title, would be amending Chapter 4 of the Municipal Code of Macomb. It would be for the creation of mass gatherings. It would be under Section 4-118. It would create the definition of mass gathering, as well as it would go through the application for permit process. It would, again, create the mass gathering being an outdoor activity involving alcohol of 150 persons or more. Again, once it has met that criteria of mass gathering, it would then be subject to the permitting process. The application process is outlined within the ordinance. It does also outline the conditions precedent to granting of a permit. It does involve the requirement of toilet facilities, garbage collection, cleanup provisions as far as bond that must be submitted. It would be for $100 per 75 attendees. The traffic and parking control plans, security and public safety plans, which would be for the provision of a security guard as defined within the ordinance for every 50 attendees. It would also create the mass gathering site, which must be identified and fenced. It would require that an interest in the mass gathering site be demonstrated. The provision that no beverages would be served in glass bottles. And it would also address the scheduled time frame of the mass gathering. The outside window for any mass gathering would be 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock a.m., with the discretion given to the chief of police to determine whether that window needs to be smaller as based upon the location of the mass gathering. There would be a provision for insurance coverage in $300,000 minimum of liability insurance. If it were to be proposed on City of Macomb's property, the city would also need to be added as an additional insured. The issuance of the permit is addressed as to what criteria the chief of police as well as city staff would look to make the determination whether the permit is to be granted. It would also provide for the denial process for what bases that may be made on, the appeal process for a person who chooses to appeal a potential denial, and it does create the post-gathering procedures, which again address the bond that's been provided for cleanup, the return of the bond, the bond forfeiture, if in fact cleanup has not been achieved, and does provide for a forfeiture process for hearing and decision. It also does create the fine-only penalty for a person who violates the section, being a person who either promotes, participates in, or creates a mass gathering without permit. It would be a fine of not less than $500 nor more than $750 for each offense. Again, it would have those in participation being bound to obey in order to disperse if one were so given. It would create the offense of a mass gathering lacking a permit or a valid permit, meaning if the time frame were to expire and a mass gathering were to continue, that would put the persons in violation. And it does put some restrictions as well on the mass gathering permit, being that it's non-transferable, that the permittee, being the person who applied, needs to be present at the event at all times. And it does create a certain provision that it is to be restricted from proximity to schools, churches, and hospitals as far as mass gathering site.
Motion to approve the ordinance.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the ordinance as written. Any discussion? Alderman Dorsett.
I would point out and back the mayor's statements from about a week ago that this does not restrict anybody's ability to have a mass gathering in any way, shape, or form. Just gives you guidelines to go by so that you are not in any danger yourself financially or personally.
Thank you. Alderman Gilbert.
I've always felt since I've been on this body that one of my jobs is to send as many of you kids back as I possibly can. And when you do stupid things, we have stupid ordinances to cover them. I really don't like to see this, but you're bringing it on yourselves. And like I said, I'd like to see every kid that's out here to Western get a diploma and go home. And then stop and think just 1 minute. If this party was going next to your parents, how would you feel about it?
Thank you, Lou. Anyone else on the council? Anyone? Mr. Roon. Just for the formality, again, please, your name and address.
Again, my name is Grant Roon. I live at 923 North Randolph Street. I just really have a question. This ordinance is only pertaining to outside gatherings, not... Okay,
that's correct.
Thank you.
That's, as the attorney indicated, that there's three prongs here. Outdoors, 150 or more, and the consumption of alcohol. Those all have to be predicate before this permitting procedure to apply. Alderman Hinderleiter.
One comment. The fines associated with all of these are wrapped around home rule. If we were, the fact that we're not home rule, if we were a home rule, the fines could be much higher, probably would be. But because we're not home rule, $750 is the highest we can be a fine.
Thank you. Alderman Dorsett.
And I would make that a really good argument for having home rule. Thank you, Alderman Hinderleiter.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Hill.
Aye.
Gilbert.
Aye.
Dorsett.
Aye.
Lobdell.
Aye.
Hinderleiter.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Moon.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Item number 11, consideration of an ordinance to amend Chapter 4-32, subsection 16, of the Municipal Code of Macomb, Illinois, pertaining to powers and duties of the Liquor Commission. This will be second reading.
As again was just stated in the title, this ordinance is proposing an amendment to Chapter 4-32, Section 16 of the Macomb Municipal Code. The emergency powers of the Liquor Commissioner have already been established, but were not given great detail. So what this ordinance would do would be to make an amendment repealing what has been stated as giving the Liquor Commissioner any and all action necessary and incidental to furtherance of their duties and functions, but would instead give it some detail as to what and how far and to how these emergency powers would be enacted. It does create the authority in the Liquor Commissioner to impose emergency orders. It sets the criteria for when these orders can be given, how they are to be addressed. It addresses notice to liquor license holders that would be affected by the orders. It would as well give detail to the restrictions that are available, some proposals for some possible ways of limiting either days or hours of operation, as well as potential for what kinds of sales can be limited. And again, this ordinance is to create some detail to the powers that have been given without the explanation of how they're to be interpreted.
Very good. That'll be second reading.
Move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve. Any discussion? Alderman Dorsett.
As much as I would like to see all of these items go through unanimously, I have not had a chance to speak with the city attorney about this, but I feel that perhaps because of my day job, I should perhaps recuse myself from voting on this issue.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Gilbert.
Aye.
Dorsett.
Recuse.
Lobdell.
Aye.
Hinderleiter.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Moon.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Item number 12, consideration of an ordinance authorizing the sale of certain personal property, being vehicles and equipment owned by the city of Macomb. So we have a second reading.
Again, as was just stated, this particular ordinance does provide for the authorization of sale of certain personal property that is listed. It is listed in the exhibit as attached. There is an itemization of all the particular properties that are being proposed for sale. Again, these are properties or items that are owned by the city of Macomb that have been determined that be in the best interest of the city to be available for sale as they are no longer necessary or in need by the city.
Thank you. That'll be second reading.
Moved to authorize.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize the sale of the vehicles and equipment. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Dorsett.
Aye.
Lobdell.
Aye.
Hinderleiter.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Moon.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Gilbert.
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion carried. Thank you. No other unfinished business. Mayor. I'm sorry. Alderman Moon.
Before we get too far down the agenda, point of order. On item number 9, I think we actually voted on the motion to ask the question, the vote. We did not actually vote on the ordinance.
Okay. Thank you for that, Dennis.
Is that not correct?
Okay, we'll go back.
And I'd hate to get hung up somewhere down the road.
Very good.
Where
good
we didn't pass the ordinance the way we thought
All
we
right.
had.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll go back to item number 9 for a consideration of an ordinance to amend Chapter 16 of the Municipal Code of Macomb, Illinois, pertaining to nuisance parties.
Move to adopt.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the ordinance. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Gilbert.
Aye.
Dorsett.
Aye.
Lobdell.
Aye.
Hinderleiter.
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Moon?
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion carried. Thank you.